Radiation monitors in Sweden and Finland this morning are showing unusually high readings in places three times normal levels. At the moment, the source of those emissions is a mystery, but speculation has arisen of a nuclear power plant accident inside the Soviet Union. According to the BBC's Stockholm correspondent, Roger Wallace, the first indication of a problem came when officials decided to evacuate 600 workers from a nuclear power plant 60 miles north of the Swedish capital.
One of Sweden's biggest nuclear power stations, the Forsmark plant, was temporarily closed down. Most of the staff were evacuated because they had measured an increase in radiation levels around the plant up to three times natural radiation levels. They assumed they got a leak. Then later in the day, reports of increased radiation levels were reported from measuring stations in the capital, Stockholm, that's about 80 miles further south, and even at another research establishment about 100 miles south of Stockholm. What's more, they even got reports from Finland of increased radioactivity. So now the Swedes are saying they're not sure that they've got a leaking nuclear power station on their hands, but they say this is radiation from a nuke, from a nuclear power station somewhere, and they don't know where.
The BBC's Roger Wallace.
In Europe and at the Economic Summit meeting in Tokyo, much talk about the Soviet nuclear accident in the Ukraine. Boris Yeltsin, who's the Communist Party chief in Moscow, was interviewed on West German television, declaring the area around the Chernobyl plant as dangerously radioactive. He said nearby reservoirs are contaminated, and the reactor fire at the plant may have been due to human error. In Moscow, CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews reports other high Soviet officials have been inspecting the disaster area.
The visit of three Politburo members to the Chernobyl area will be the most dramatic demonstration yet. The Soviets believe this incident is over, the danger level going down. In the announcement, TASS was fuzzy on the issue of exactly how close the Politburo members had come to the accident, meaning it wasn't very close. The officials spent much of their time in meetings, both with officials, the statement said, along with people who had been evacuated. The Politburo visit also led to more information about the accident. The TASS statement said the officials had made additional decisions on how to, quote, expedite work being done to eliminate the consequence of the breakdown. Overall, it seems to mean that the Soviets have moved from managing a calamitous nuclear accident to managing the problems of human displacement. It is guesswork, but from Soviet descriptions, anywhere from 30 to 50,000 persons could have been evacuated. The Politburo members, according to TASS, spent time asking the evacuees about the adequacies of their emergency schooling and emergency medical supplies. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, Moscow.
This is Gary Schuster with the president in Tokyo. White House spokesman Larry Speaks today said with air samples showing elevated radiation levels as far south as Italy and spreading over both Western and Eastern Europe, the Soviets owe the international community continuing updates on the rapidly changing situation.
The extent of the accident, the measurements in this specific area, and we'd certainly like to know more about the safeguards that they have on their nuclear reactors in the Soviet Union.
According to Speaks, American medical and technical teams have flown to Europe to assist several governments asking for help. Meanwhile, in Washington, a special cabinet-level task force under the direction of Vice President Bush continues to monitor the Soviet situation. Gary Schuster, CBS News, with the president in Tokyo.
Radiation is still seeping from the damaged Chernobyl nuclear reactor north of Kiev. But in West Germany, the visiting head of the Moscow Communist Party said radiation levels are dropping. Boris Yeltsin said, quote, the nuclear cloud is now beginning to disappear and a new one has not yet been formed. Soviet TV yesterday showed the first pictures of the Ukrainian reactor site on videotape, and Wyatt Andrews reports they're as revealing for what they didn't show as what they did.
The pictures show a wide, expansive area shot from a helicopter. The announcer describes the area as the district around the Chernobyl power station. Then a ground-level camera sweep showing the damaged reactor. It is blackened, largely collapsed. Gnarled girders remain. The buildings around it appear undamaged. Power lines are still standing. It's unclear if the pictures represent new Soviet aggressiveness in reporting the impact of this disaster. In Soviet newspapers, the story is not the accident. The story is how Western news outlets are being charged with exaggerating and politicizing news of the accident. There was one warm note in the Soviet newscast. An expression of gratitude for international offers of assistance. And thanks for the help of Los Angeles bone marrow specialist Dr. Robert Gale, who is in Moscow seeing the accident victims who have been brought here. Later today, the Soviets welcome a team from the International Atomic Energy Agency, a United Nations affiliate group charged with reporting the scientific causes of accidents like the one at Chernobyl. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, Moscow.